First of all, John, I'd like to ask you, what does November the 10th mean for you?
It's an anniversary for the whole world, in a way. It's an anniversary for the people of Nigeria in the Niger Delta. It'll be the 12th anniversary of the execution of Ken Saro-Wiwa and his comrades, who were opposing the environmental destruction of their land in the Niger Delta. So it's an important date for Nigerians around the world, but for environmentalists as well. And we've certainly become some class of environmentalists, and it's an important date to commemorate.
Okay, John, and what's happening in Rossport on November the 9th?
Well, November the 9th is the nearest kind of full working day to the 10th of November, obviously. And for us here, it's a gathering, a day of solidarity. We've had several of them before, and we're hoping that people will have a chance to come down and show their opposition to this project, which is still trying to be forced on the local community and would set a dangerous precedent. So another opportunity for people to show their displeasure at the way the Corrib gas project is being pushed forward.
And finally, John, for people who are thinking of coming down and haven't made their mind up, what would you say to them? Why is it worth their while travelling down to Mayo on November the 9th?
Well, we seem to be in a unique part of Ireland where normal rules of law do not apply. Some people refer to Broadhaven Bay, where we live, as Guantanamo Bay. It's a very strange place, and for people who don't know what's going on, it's a great opportunity to come down and actually see how democracy is working in our part of the world. And the rule of law seems to be able to be suspended for private companies. That's something that is very worrying, and people need to know the reality of that, and coming down is probably the best way to find out what's actually going on.